Carla, first of all, could I get you to introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Carla Reeser. I'm the Executive Director for the Peace River Area Monitoring Program, CRAMP.
CRAMP is here at the Northern Arboretum here in the North End. What brings CRAMP by?
Well, we're set up shop here just to provide some information about the work we do in the community, our air monitoring work, and we have some things for people to see. Come by and see our worm condo that we use to give out worms for some vermicomposting. We have some other information about our monitoring, and we can talk about our station that's moving from Grimshaw for air monitoring there into Peace River.
Let's talk about that. It's been in Grimshaw for the last 2.5 years. It usually moves once every 2 years. Standard operating procedure, I'm guessing, as far as the move is concerned?
That's right. We call it our portable air quality health index station. It was initially in Cadott Lake and then in Grimshaw, and now we're moving it into the town of Peace River. And it'll provide important information for the community here about air quality and how that affects their health. So we're excited to bring it into the community here.
How big is it to keep an eye on the air quality, especially during the summer when, unfortunately, smoke is in the air?
We know it's really important because when the air quality is good, it's something we take for granted. And when it's poor, it's important to have accurate information about what the air quality actually is so that people can take precautions to protect their health, particularly people that might have health conditions that are impacted by air quality.
Where are we in the moving stage, if I may ask?
For sure. We've been working with the town of Peace River, and they've been a good partner for us, and we're looking to finish up the permitting and get the utilities in place so that we can get the station moved.
Here we are getting into the fall season right now. Air quality might not necessarily be an issue, but how much is it an issue when the winter starts coming and the air starts getting heavy, as it were, because it's like, what, minus 40 sometimes?
It can be. We do see that the air quality issues are generally in the summer months, and more recently we see it more because of the wildfires. We know wildfire season can extend into the fall. It can start early in the spring. So, there still may be helpful information that comes for the town this fall, depending on when we can get it set up. But we'll be monitoring 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round. So the information will be ready as soon as we can get the station here.
I'm sure you got some programs that are going, and we're outside of actually one of the elementary schools here. Lots of things to do, or lots of activities to do with the kids. Do you have those in place too?
We sure do. And we've already been working in the schools in the town of Peace River. Our outreach coordinator, Shelley Shannon, is working with teachers. We also offer community workshops through the public libraries here in Peace River, Grimshaw, Manning, Nampa as well now, and out at Cadott Lake. So we've got community workshops around vermicomposting, and we've had do-it-yourself air filter fans that we've helped seniors make, and then we offer programs in the classroom as well. So we're really happy to hear from teachers and others in the community who might want us to come and work with them.
Sounds like the word is getting out, is it not?
It sure is. We find more and more that people know who CRAMP is. We don't have to always introduce and explain ourselves these days, so we're delighted with that.
Carla, I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.